I know what you're looking at right now is very disgusting, but this is actually a baby that was branded an alien, and the Indian mother is refusing to breastfeed the newborn son because a supposed rare condition has left him with a shrunken head and bulging eyes. And no, it's not Zika. Khalida Begum, 35, gave birth to the as-yet unnamed baby on Monday night. Locals in India are claiming he's an incarnation of the Hindu god deity, Hanuman. If we go through what Hanuman is, it's supposedly the king and queen of the monkeys. A newborn baby was branded an alien and later shunned by his mother after being born with an extremely rare condition this week. Doctors in India provisionally diagnosed him with an extremely rare genetic condition, harlequin ichthyosis, which gives sufferers thick skin and deformed features. However, his symptoms also appear to be consistent with another uncommon defect called anencephaly. Now, as for whatever doctors are saying about it, that's neither here nor there. The reason being, the question I'm raising, is this really a potential offspring of giant DNA? I mean, I'm not the one who's saying it, they are. By claiming that this is some reincarnation of a deity. Now, hang on, here's another point. Just a couple weeks ago, I mentioned to you guys about a discovery in Bolivia. One organization went down to Bolivia and they made a discovery basically that proved not all elongated skulls were artificial cranial deformation. Some of them are actually genetic. Now, as with this case, obviously it's not an elongated skull, it's the lack thereof. But it could be the result of the mixed DNA. And throughout all these years, we know they still exist. They walk among us, is what the Bible says. Just looking at Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, the Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also after that. Now, if we actually go into this, this is very interesting. A lot of people don't know that Barack Obama carried a talisman in his pocket. And no, it was not an Islamic talisman. It actually was a Hindu talisman of Hanuman, which should raise stark questions as to why in the world Obama was carrying, or maybe he is, still is today, I don't know. This was posted back last year. But why in the world is Obama carrying around a Hanuman talisman in his pocket? I mean, that's just weird. But here's where it gets even weirder. Hanuman participated, the deity of Hanuman participated, in Rama's war against the demon king Ravana. And this is from a Wikipedia page on Hanuman. Several later texts also present him as an incarnation of Shiva. Interesting. You can see the image that's from a Wikipedia page on Hanuman. Now, of course, what in the world took place, who knows? Is it the result of mixed DNA? As I mentioned earlier, we've seen the elongated skulls. We've seen a lot of genetic mutations that have come from the Nephilim time period. The archaeology is being hidden by the Smithsonian and other organizations because they don't want us to know the truth. The giants and the Nephilim walked in those days, as the Bible states clearly. I want to know what you guys think about this. It's very interesting that they're calling this a reincarnation of Hanuman, which, according to Wikipedia and according to several later texts, also present him as an incarnation of Shiva. Shiva's the destroyer. You know, that's really interesting because if you look at CERN, there's a statue of Shiva right outside of CERN. It's all very interesting. But anyways, that's all I've got for you. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless and carry on.